Here's a friendly suggestion. Those beautiful views deserve some new frames. Custom designs and superior service make getting new windows a work of art. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Lao Tzu was an ancient Chinese philosopher who's known to be the founder of Taoism. He's also credited as the writer of Taoism's most sacred text, the Tao Te Ching, which is a collection of poems that includes all of Taoism's central teachings within their meanings. The word Tao itself also translates to the path or the way. It is the way of the universe. Taoism as a philosophy focuses on being in balance with the universe, going with the flow and finding your peace with whatever circumstances you end up in. To do so, Taoism teaches you to let go so you are indeed free to flow along with life and be in harmony with the universe, which is why in this video we'll talk about six things we need to let go of and, more importantly, how we can let go of them from the wisdom of Lao Tzu. Number 1. Letting go of the past. Lao Tzu says, "New beginnings are often disguised as painful endings. Letting go of pain or trauma is easier said than done. Nobody carries it for fun, and it's not a physical entity that we can indeed choose to put down and move on from. Instead, we have to learn how to deal with pain in order to be able to let it go. For most people, although we carry our pain, we feel too fragile to even face it. It bothers us, but we dare not confront it. For example, imagine someone who was mistreated by their parents while they were growing up, and now they hate themselves and thus continue to seek the company of others to keep them feeling loved and wanted, just in order to be able to ignore the fact that they don't love themselves. As soon as they sit alone at home, the sadness and grief hits them. Thus, they continue to find ways to be around people, and in doing so, may pick up some unwanted habits. We tend to avoid our pain and troubles, and by doing so, they always haunt us back. Taoism tells us that, instead of pushing it away, we have to let our pain be in order to let it go. We need to acknowledge and confront it, and then learn how to deal with it. Avoiding our pain is like clinging onto a rock in a river trying to take us forward. We use all of our strength to stay exactly where we are, afraid to go on. However, if we could just let go and let the stream take us, we feel we can relax. The trip might be scary, new, or confronting, but it will eventually be less difficult and more rewarding. So, when we feel our pain or troubles announce themselves to us, we shouldn't ignore it, but instead acknowledge it. Ask yourself, what am I feeling and why am I feeling this way? Only by answering those questions can you find the antidote to your pain. The person who needs constant reassurance and love from others has to learn how to be alone and enjoy their own company. This will be hard, but by ceasing to find constant distractions in others, they might start to pick up hobbies like reading or painting that will allow them to enjoy themselves for who they are, or get to know and appreciate their own insights instead of the insights of others. Only by letting our emotions about the past be, can we eventually let the past go. This will bring us the rest and freedom needed to live our lives to the fullest. Number 2. Letting go of the future. According to Lao Tzu, a good traveller has no fixed plans and is not intent on arriving. A good traveller is not preoccupied with the destination, for then they would not be able to enjoy the trip. This is the same for life. If we're preoccupied with the future, we find ourselves unable to enjoy life itself. Most people today are so very preoccupied with the future that they forget to enjoy their time here and now. And they'll do so until there's no future to prepare for anymore. When we focus on our future and all its possible appearances, we often get anxious. We start to worry and feel on edge. This greatly impacts our ability to enjoy life the way it is. If during a walk you're busy worrying about things like, will I ever be able to afford a house? Will I be able to travel when I want to? Will I ever find love? All these worries impact our happiness and ability to relax. You won't enjoy the beautiful things you encounter on your walk. The more we focus on our hypothetical future, the less we can enjoy the present. Moreover, the more we prepare for future performances, the worse we perform in the present. You can't be the student, employee, friend, mother, partner, and so on that you want to be if your mind is elsewhere. Taoism, instead, urges you to let go of your future expectations and learn how to be in the now. One of the ways to stop obsessing over the future is simply by appreciating what's already there. Imagine someone who keeps thinking about wanting to own a house in the future. By focusing too much on this hypothetical outcome, they're probably not focused at all on their current living situation. They might not buy nice furniture for their current place or put any effort into decorating it, because it's only meant to be temporary, so why does it matter? They might never consider it home because they're so focused on their non-existent future home. This means that if they find themselves unable to move or buy a house, any enjoyment of their current living situation seems lost. Even if they do manage to buy a house in the future, they'll have spent all their time before that not enjoying their living situation, even though they could have. Instead, if they allowed themselves to embrace their current accommodation as if this is all they'll ever have, they'd have all the freedom in the world to make it a nice, comfortable place worthy of calling home and enjoying. And then, if they do ever manage to buy a house, they'll simply move on from enjoying one place to another one, instead of having felt out of place for years. The advice here is not to never work for the future, but to never do it in such a way that it completely blocks you from enjoying the present. Only if we allow ourselves to let go of our expectations of the future can we stop feeling anxious and enjoy the present. Number 3. Letting go of someone. Lao Tzu once wrote, "Life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. Don't resist them. That only creates sorrow. Let reality be reality. Let things flow naturally forward in whatever way they like." We all have to lose people during our lifetime, be it through distance, a breakup, a change of circumstances, or even death. The process of losing people hurts, and hurts even more when we can't seem to let the person we lost go. In relationships, we often act in contrast to what Taoism preaches. We cling on to our partners, feel attached, and hold on tight. For example, when a relationship is going badly, many partners have the intuition to be more present, more confronting, and more active within the relationship. However, this can feel controlling and pressuring for their partner, only worsening the tension. However, if they learn how to take a step back and allow their partner their own space to breathe, they feel more free and relaxed to take further steps within the relationship. Holding onto a partner is like holding onto sand, the more you squeeze it, the more it slips through your fingers. Instead, partners who allow each other their own space and lives have the best relationships. Furthermore, a rejection and breakup are often seen as tragedies, something to be avoided at all costs. Think of people fighting tooth and nail to keep their relationship afloat when it's clearly making both partners unhappy. Or of people trying again and again to ask someone out who's already expressed disinterest. Actually, being able to let go of a potential partner can be the very best thing to do for your own growth and happiness. There's a story in Taoism of a Taoist sage named Zhuangzi. He was taking a walk in the mountains when he encountered a thick and crooked tree. By the tree, Zhuangzi met a lumberjack who refused to cut it down. "It's worthless," the lumberjack explained. "There's nothing this tree could be used for." To this, Zhuangzi said, "Well, because of its worthlessness, this tree can now continue to grow and live out its years peacefully." In other words, its uselessness to the lumberjack was a blessing for the tree. The same can be said for the rejections we encounter throughout our lives. The tree was rejected by the lumberjack and consequently got the freedom and space to grow old and more beautiful. Whenever we're deemed unfit or not good enough by someone else and they reject us, they also give us the space to spend more time with ourselves and grow. Every minute not spent with someone who's not right for us is a minute we can invest in ourselves. In this way, we can see rejection as a blessing in disguise. This knowledge might make it easier for us to let the one who rejected us or broke up with us go. We can either keep chasing them, only to be disappointed and worn out, or accept their rejection as an invitation to work and focus on ourselves. Not all people are good for each other, just like the lumberjack and the tree weren't right for each other. By focusing on ourselves and our growth instead, we can learn how to let go of someone else. The same can be said for more intense cases of letting go, such as having to let someone go due to life circumstances or even death. Although these scenarios don't generally mean that you're better off alone, it's still possible to find your peace with these losses. This is important because if you don't find your peace with these losses, you'll always fight against the circumstances of life and exhaust yourself by being unhappy. Taoism believes that life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes, and if we resist, we will suffer. Birth, life, and death are just other changes in the world that one has to deal with, and some changes are less desirable than others. If you're a big fan of summertime, for example, you're unlikely to be happy when autumn starts. However, the very best you can do is just accept that it's the end of summer, because such a thing was inevitable and is now unchangeable. Similarly, death is inevitable. You must face your grief and sorrow and learn how to deal with it. For example, you may find that journaling, talking to others about memories, honoring their hobbies or favorite music by engaging with it, recounting your happiest memories with them or anything else may help. But in order to be able to do any of this, one must face and accept that their loved one is gone. If you eventually accept a loss, you will also find you have more room and energy to move forward with life and to allow yourself to feel happy again. Number 4. Letting go of the desire to rush things. According to Lao Tzu, he who rushes ahead doesn't go far. One of the most famous Taoist concepts is the concept of Wu Wai. Wu Wai is best understood as non-forcing. To understand this concept, think of floating along with the current of a river. If you do nothing and don't force anything, you'll simply be taken along with the current to where you will eventually need to be. A lot of people, however, do apply force. Maybe they swim in order to get there faster, wasting their precious energy and failing to enjoy the trip. Or they swim against the current, desperate to get back to the past, which is exhausting and will not lead to any lasting results. or they cling on to a rock or branch in order to stay right where they are, too scared to move on, which is similarly exhausting and will never bring you to better circumstances. This river is a metaphor for the course of life. Any force you try to apply to the way your life is going will be exhausting, hard, and ultimately pointless. If you've mastered Wu Wei, however, you will allow yourself to let the river take you with it without fuss. You will accept any changes life throws at you and simply move along with it. This non-forcing approach to life is incredibly hard for most people because society often teaches us that life consists of moving fast. Society tells you to work hard, create your own chances, be faster than anyone else, and do more, more, and more. If you want a certain job, go for it. If you want to be in a relationship, go on as many dates as you can. In most cases, this will eventually lead to people forcing circumstances that they or their lives have no room for yet. It's a recipe for burnout, exhaustion, and disappointment. The more you try and fail to control, the more powerless you will feel. Typically, someone who desperately wants a relationship goes on loads of dates and, as the saying goes, puts themselves out there. But how often have we heard of people who always go on dates or hop from relationship to relationship or even get married too fast and divorced soon after? They virtually always end up single no matter how hard they try forcing a different path for themselves. Instead, Taoism teaches us that we need to let go of the rush and acknowledge the natural course of things. Practicing Wu Wei, however, doesn't mean that by passively letting go, everything will fall into your lap. Taking action is vital to achieving anything, but our actions need to be coupled with an acknowledgement of the natural course of things. Nothing can happen earlier or later than it should have. Using the previous example, if none of your relationships work out, maybe it's because you're not ready for a relationship. Some people need to learn how to be single and love themselves first, or change their behavior or mindset in order to be able to be a good partner. If you always keep forcing yourself to enter new romantic scenarios, you will never find out what it is that needs to change. But on the other hand, when you let go of your desire to control things and instead go with the flow, trust in your progress, you become more confident, and in time, you will attract the right partner. Number 5. Letting go of excess. In the words of Lao Tzu, be content with what you have. Rejoice in the way things are. When you realize there is nothing lacking, the whole world belongs to you. Taoism believes the world itself is in perfect balance and perfect connection with itself. This means that if we take more of the world than we need, we are disturbing this balance, not just the balance of the world, but also the balance within ourselves. In our competitive and work-oriented society, we work to be promoted, to afford more, to be able to move into a bigger house, etc. This means we work extremely hard and stress ourselves out to attain status, money and goods that we don't even necessarily need, and spend our entire lives being out of balance, on the verge of burnout, for nothing. Even when you find yourself at the top, being surrounded by everything you've wished for, you have to keep on working just as hard not to lose any of it, and the fear of losing it only adds to the stress. The more we have, the more we usually want. For someone with 10 cars, it becomes very tempting to want to buy an 11th. Furthermore, it does feel important to note that this chasing of excess not only negatively impacts the individuals who do so, but also the world around them. Think of overproduction, food waste, environmental issues, and so on. It wouldn't be just ourselves and our environment that would benefit from moderation, but also the entire world. To live moderately, we can start by asking ourselves the question, what do I truly need? When shopping, when cleaning, celebrating, or even working, ask yourself, what is enough to satisfy my true needs? This can take effect in a variety of ways. You may find you don't need to run the tap when brushing your teeth, or you don't need to cook as much because you're not that hungry. Furthermore, we can also be more mindful of what the world needs. When you're done using particular clothes, you can choose to donate them instead of throwing them away. When considering getting rid of something you don't use, you could consider recycling it. By living this way, you'll find that you're balanced, and this balance will make you feel less stressed and more relaxed. When you are satisfied with less, you're more satisfied in general. The Tao urges you to think about what you need, what you truly use, and how you can fulfill those needs in the least excessive ways. When our happiness doesn't depend on excess, we're less likely to lose it. Number 6. Letting go of your ego. In our final quote from Lao Tzu for this video, he says, "The ego is entranced by names and ideas. However, names and concepts only block your perception of this great oneness." Taoism believes that everything is connected. We are connected to the universe, but the universe doesn't consist of names and permanent attributes. Instead, it changes and shifts with the times. The same goes for us. So how could we ever identify with all our impermanent attributes and flow along with the universe? Quite simply, we can't. Thus, focusing solely on one's ego makes one blind to the greater picture of connection and oneness. Focusing on our ego leads to over-identifying with unimportant aspects of ourselves. Our jobs, hobbies, status, possessions and appearances are not a clear picture of who we are. This means that ourselves, as we see it, are dependent on the things that are impermanent. What if you lose your job, interest in a hobby, status, possessions, or looks? Do you stop being you? Of course not. But if we've been overly focused on our ego, we might feel like we do. Thus, we become obsessed with remaining the same, with holding on to those things that we think define us. This causes stress, worry, and resistance. It is, again, like holding on to a branch with all our might to avoid being taken along the course of the river. Just because we've convinced ourselves that we are a type of person who belongs in this part of the river only, we'll never see the scenery beyond the part of the river where we force ourselves to stay, no matter how beautiful it might be around the corner. If we learn to recognize the beauty in impermanence, change, and flow, we'll find that letting go of our ego is freeing. It won't feel like a loss, but a gain. It will teach us to find peace and happiness wherever and however we end up, no matter what. Letting go of your ego is akin to letting go of who you are so that you can become who you might be. As Lao Tzu famously said, "Being who you are is not something you can chase or permanently achieve, but just something you are continuously becoming." Thus, when you manage to let go of your ego, you can learn how to find and know yourself in whatever circumstance. You will be at harmony with the universe in a way which you couldn't before. And, most importantly, rather than being stressed and struggling, you will find yourself relaxed and at peace.